Now, alas, however, even that one hope had deserted him. He thought himself dying, and thought it hard to die without one to look kindly upon him, without the words of comfort that might soothe his passage to another world. He fancied his bed surrounded by fiendish faces, grinning at his sufferings, and taunting his inability to summon power to disperse them. At length the apparition faded away, and the patient sunk into an exhausted slumber. He awoke unrefreshed. It was the fifth day he had lain there neglected. His mouth was parched. He turned over and feebly stretched out his hand toward the earthen pitcher, from which, since the first day of his illness, he had quenched his thirst. Alas, it was empty! Samuel lay for a few moments, thinking what he should do. He knew he must die of want if he remained there alone, but to whom could he apply for aid? An idea seemed at last to strike him. He arose slowly and with difficulty from the bed, went to the other side of the room, and took up the picture he had painted last. He resolved to carry it to the shop of a salesman, and hoped to obtain for it sufficient to furnish him with the necessaries of life for a week longer.